Dear friend, one day the Lord's going to come back and there's going to be a great resurrection morn, and we'll meet the Lord in the air with those that have died in Christ, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, if you're saved, hey, I tell you what, friend, that'll motivate you to keep on keeping on, to continue thou in the things which you've learned and been assured of. That's what we're going to be talking about today, the resurrection as a means of motivation to stay faithful and even do more than we're doing right now. God bless you for being here with us at the Shepherd's Pulpit, and we're finding our text of Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 14. You know, if somebody gets something or something in their mind and in their eye, it just won't leave them. I mean, they just get fascinated with it. And oh my goodness, you know what I'm talking about. They can't get it off their mind. Well, I've got that goal. If I can get that, I'll get more money. If I can get that college degree, I'll get more money. And you know what people are thinking about. Yeah, it's what they're doing all the time. That's what they're thinking about. It's what they're doing all the time. They're striving for things. They've got something in their eye. They've got something in their mind, and they're striving for it. They're going after it. They're passionate towards it. Paul had something in his mind. The resurrection. Hear this verse. First word in verse 14 of chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. Knowing. Knowing. He says, I know something. Knowing that he which raised up Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. He says, I know something's going to happen. I know something's going to happen. I know the same God that raised up Jesus is going to raise up us. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to happen. Christians are the only ones that have this blessed hope. Buddha is dead. Muhammad is dead. They're all dead. We serve a living Savior, and this gives us hope. He's our hope. He's the reason for peace and joy. The resurrection removes the mystery of death and what is beyond. It flushes out all our fears. And we know one day we're going to meet the Lord in the air with all those that have died in Christ, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's going to present us with you, verse 14. Oh my, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to that day. I've got a grandfather that I'm looking forward to meeting in the clouds. I'm looking for Jesus to come back. I'm not looking forward to dying. I'm looking for Jesus to come back. How about you, good neighbor? Hey, glory. I'm looking to meet him in the clouds. My grandpa, my grandparents, some dear, choice saints of God. Woo, what a day. And because I know that, even though the times get tougher, We're going to stay faithful because we're going to see him soon. A few hours before D.L. Moody died, he caught a glimpse of the glory that was to await him. Awakening from a sleep, he said, "Earth recedes, heaven opens before me. If this is death, it is so sweet. There is no valley here. God is calling me, and I must go." His son, who was standing by his bedside, said, "No, no, Father, you are dreaming." "No," said Mr. Moody, "I'm not dreaming. I have been within the gates and I have seen the children's faces." A short time elapsed, and then what seemed to be to the family the struggle of death, Moody spoke again. "This is my triumph. This is my coronation day. It is glorious." Moody rejoiced and was at peace at the hour of his death because he saw him who was invisible. The whole fabric of Christianity, my dear friend, rests upon Christ's resurrection. We have hope past the grave. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah for it, right? Do we have the resurrection in sight? Do you have the resurrection in sight? I'm telling you, whether you got the resurrection in sight, it'll be a fountain of joy for you. It'll be a force for holy living, and it will be footing for your assurance in Christ. I'm telling you what, he's risen. He's making intercession for us right now. We serve a living Savior. There's no reason for anybody to pity us. We have a living Savior. Beloved, we will be physically resurrected after we die. Oh my, when we die and they put our bodies in the ground, they will be planted to be blooming again in glory. They're just planting. I've planted a many people at the graveyard. I've prayed with the families. Oh, I've put tears in people's graves. I've loved them. But we're just planting them to be risen again when Jesus comes again. We know that Jesus shall present us with you. 2 Corinthians 4:14. I see something in verse 15 that's pretty sweet, and I'll close with this. Starting kind of a new thought, so hang on here. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound unto the glory of God. Now, what are we talking about here? That doesn't sound like the resurrection. Well, we got to connect the pearls. Paul says, the reason I'm steadfast, I see him who is invisible. I've got faith, therefore I speak. Remember verse 13, yesterday's broadcast? Now verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus. There you go. He said, but all things are for your sakes. I'm going forward because all things are by your sakes. I've got this affliction in my body. I've got these things mounting in my life, but all things are for your sakes. The reason Paul has endurance is the believers get some grace. That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound unto the glory of God. You're going to get that grace, that abundant grace, when you see the work of God in my life, when you see the work of God's grace in my body and through my trials. He's saying you're going to see it, and that's going to cause you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look at this. He says it might redound to the glory of God. Now, redound is not a common word. We don't use that every day. Redound. Redound means to exceed a fixed number, to overflow the banks. It's used to describe a flower that went from bud to full bloom. Have you ever seen a rose bush before? Boom! All kinds of red. Boom! All kinds of pink. I mean, it's just loaded with blooms. Have you ever seen the azaleas in Valdosta, Georgia? In full bloom? That's what it means to redound. He said, the glory of God is redounding through my suffering. It means to be filled, to be full and running over. Paul challenges us to bring glory to the Lord through our suffering. Ultimately, that's the whole entire goal of the Christian life, is to magnify and glorify the Lord. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And he said, these things that I'm going through that are so heavy to me are giving you grace and God glory. Verse number 15. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to look at the rejection of stopping. We got to say no to stopping. We've got to say no to quitting. How are we going to be able to do that? We'll find that out in verse number 16 on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you have a great remainder of your day. God bless you and goodbye.